السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اليوم اکملت لکم دینکم واتممت علیکم نعمتی ورضیت لکم الاسلام دینا صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, respected brothers and our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, these are the months of Hajj. People are proceeding towards Makkatul Mukarramah and Madina Tayyiba, and every time that you hear of somebody going towards Makkatul Mukarramah or Madina Tayyiba, then it is natural for a mu'min and for a Muslim to have his heart move in that direction. The person can be sitting in South Africa, he can be sitting anywhere, but the moment he hears of these two places, then the heart goes away. The heart also flies. Those people who are going, they fly in the aeroplanes. Those who are not going, their hearts fly. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and Allah ta'ala's love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if the person cannot make it physically, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also created a heart which can go to different places. That same heart, if it goes to the wrong places, it will take the person to Jahannam. And that heart, if it goes to the right places, it will take the person to Jannat. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. What a ni'mat he gave. That the person can be sitting here, but he can be in Madina Sharif. Physically he is here, but his soul is in Madina Sharif. Physically he is here, but when the Hujjaj are making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, when they are proceeding towards Mina, each and every one in ihram, and when they are going towards Arafat, the person can also visualize, he can picture, and he can also travel with them. Physically he is here, but his heart is with them, and it is as if he is also undertaking that journey. And especially if the person has been there once or twice, then he knows exactly what they are now doing, where they are going, what they will be doing, what will be the feeling like, everything he experiences, although he is far, far away. So since it is that period of time now, when the Hujjaj are moving in that direction, so let us listen once again. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. How many times I've explained this? Lazzat-e zikr-e naam-e khuda hai chaman. Since this is a majlis of zikr, in the naam-e khuda, in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is such lazzat, there is such enjoyment. Ask those people who have developed that love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they are making zikrullah. Sometime the saliva actually turns sweet. Sweet like honey. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name is such. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name is full of sweetness. Whoever takes the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him sweetness in his heart. But it must be taken with azmat, with muhabbat. And taking of the name means that the person is obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also. If a person is always taking the name, but he's doing everything that is haram, indulging in all kinds of sins and vices, then we will say that the tongue was engaged in ibadat, the tongue was engaged in zikr, but his heart was not with that zikr. So, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. The taste and enjoyment in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is garden. That's that beautiful garden. Aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Jungle and those heaps of all the waste that is thrown, when it piles up, then the filthy smell and stench that you get from there, that is the ghaflat ki dunya. Ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असल हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तरके वतन. Those who are going for Hajj will be proceeding, they will be leaving their towns, the city, the country. There is a form of a hijrat that they will be making. They'll be making hijrat to Makkah Mukarramah, to Madina Tayyiba, even though it may be for a small period of time, but it is a form of a hijrat, just as other hijrats take place. So it is necessary that the person gives up sins, especially the person who is proceeding for Hajj, then it is even more important that he gives up sins. But what if the person, before he even starts his journey, he is commencing it with sins? And then throughout the journey, the person is engaging and indulging in sins. He must just see some pretty face, and they have become Haji Bhais and Haji Bens. And then in seclusion and whatever opportunity they get, then there's communication, there's of the haram kind. And when in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah, those places where the person should be giving his heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and where he should be shedding tears of repentance and remorse and regret over the life that he spent in sins, then there again, if he takes that baggage of sins with him, in Mina, in Arafat, especially in Mina when they got 3-4 days, the only thing that is to be done there is to make namaz and go and stone the Jamarat, and the rest of the time, what are they going to do? So they're going to sit and gossip, talk about this person, that person, make ghibat, or indulge in other kinds of haram. So that time which should have been spent in ibadat is again spent in sins. So then that is not hijrat. That is not true hijrat. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhoda de. And this is the most difficult thing for the hujjaj, to give up sins. It is easy to make ibadat. To make tawaf also, sometimes the Haji sahab is making tawaf. Day and night is making tawaf. But in the tawaf also he is casting lustful glances. He is looking at all the different women who have come from the different parts of the world. And his nafs is enjoying the taste of this evil glance. In the tawaf the person is bumping and pushing and is taking enjoyment. Instead of having his gaze on down, the person is looking around. So then what kind of a tawaf is that? Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says many times, Ghizai Awliya. What is Ghizai Awliya? He says it is not necessary that every person who is making Hajj, every person who is making Ibadat, every person who is making Zikr and Tilawat, he is Maqbool. Or he is a Wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ibadat, even the fasiq can do, and the pious can do. Ibadat. Like Salat. Even the person who is a gambler sometimes is making 5 times Salat. One person, Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, he says, after the Fajr Salat, he used to sit down to make Zikr. He was one of those people who were in the police administration. He was a superintendent of police. But he was a Namazi. So he says, after Fajr, he used to sit down on the Musalla and make his Zikr. And he never used to talk at that time because he's engaged in Zikr. But those people who used to come to offer bribes, so then with his fingers he used to make 5. If he makes 2 like that, there's 10. Then he must bring 1,000, 500 each. But he won't talk because he's engaged in Zikr. And the other person says, I've got this problem, that problem, then he make 3 times and 1,500. So now is that Zikrullah there? So, he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. So, he say a fasik fajir can also make ibadat. Ibadat, even a fasik and fajir can make. The person is gambling, he's committing adultery, he's committing fornication, he's indulging in other haram, he's stealing, he's committing fraud, but he can be still making ibadat. He can be going for every year Hajj. He can be making 5 times Salat. He can be fasting not only Ramadan, but even the nafil fast he keeps. So that is not the ghiza of the awliya. The ghiza of the awliya is that they restrain themselves from everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited. When the person restrains himself from haram, then that is the food of the awliya. Anything that Allah ta'ala is displeased with, if that person takes that pain, whether he is in Hajj or whether he is at home, whether he is in business, whether anywhere he is, in the aeroplane or at the airport, everywhere there is going to be temptation. There is going to be temptation. Otherwise, what is the difference between a person who is blind and he says that I don't see haram, and the person who's got sight and he says I don't see haram? There will be no difference. Taqwa is, we won't say that that person who cannot see, he's got great amount of taqwa, that he does not cast evil glances. But he can't see, so what is he going to cast? But the person who's got eyes, who got sight, and good sight too, now that person is restraining himself, then that's taqwa. So taqwa will only come when there is some kind of temptation. If there's no evil in the world, then what are you going to restrain yourself from? So temptation will be there. People always complain, there's too much of temptation. Indeed, the temptation will be there. How else are we going to get wilayat and taqwa? How else are we going to get the sweetness of iman in our hearts if there was no temptation at all? But we must not fall for that temptation. Many times I have mentioned that in the school days there was one song. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. I don't know whether that singer cried after that. Because most of the singers, then they cry. Because they get involved in the wrong places and they cry all their lives. So he too must have cried. So he says, but what he said is the truth. Temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. If you look at the lives of those people who are suffering, whether it's in prisons and here and there, generally, in most cases, it is because of the temptation which it led them into trouble. It's making them cry. The person was tempted, committed zina. Now she is carrying his child. Now that baby that's going to come, now it's just making him cry. He can't sleep. And so many other things. So temptation leads into trouble. So to restrain oneself from those temptations, that is taqwa. So that is the ghiza of the awliya, whether the person is in Hajj or anywhere else. But particularly when the person is in Hajj. So at that time, if the person is going to control his gaze from haram, then he's going to get the sweetness. And there are even more opportunities to look at haram. It multiplies. In our country, probably you might just walk through the bazaar or you might just avoid evil glances. But there, every nook and corner, every turn in the Haram Sharif, right in Tawaf, there will be thousands of women that will be there in front of that Ajisa. What amount of temptation. And women from where? From all over the world. From the Arab world, from other parts of the world. So every time nafs and shaitan will tell that person, look at this pretty face, look at that pretty face, look at that pretty face. So what will he do in the process? He'll wash away all that sawab of that ibadat. So he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. And that is that step that we don't want to take. We are very afraid of taking it. People actually mention that if I am going to give up these sins, then what will I do? In other words, there will be no enjoyment left in life after that. So, he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن بالیقین پائے گا نسبتِ اولیاء بالیقین پائے گا نسبتِ اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. That person will get the nisbat of the awliya. His heart must be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He must be desirous himself of becoming a wali of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has created the conditions to make him a wali. Allah ta'ala wants to give that taj of wilayat. He wants us to get that taj and that crown. But we must also be desirous. If we are not desirous of it, he's not going to thrust it down our throats. أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. And then comes that verse which melts the heart. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. The city of the beloved, wherever it may be, if you have to ask the lover that which is the most beloved city to you, then he will say the city where my beloved resides. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. For the lover, that is the city, that is his وطن, where his beloved is. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. Then what must I say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Ya Allah, how I wish Madina Sharif was my watan. Where within 2 minutes and a few seconds or a few steps, the person can be at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No need for visas, no need for plane tickets, no need for preparation. The person listens to the azan of Madina Sharif, and within seconds the person is stepping into the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. And every moment of his life there in Madina Sharif, he is breathing the air. Ah, I wish we could have seen those angels bringing durood and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we see the flights. They all are coming past there. And we are there. The ground on which we are walking, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions walked on that ground. And especially the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made his salat there. He had his deputations meeting him there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his zikrullah, he made his tilawat. And how fortunate those sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een were. When we listen to a good qari sahab reading salat, performing the salat, and reading beautiful qiraat, it takes our heart. Imagine listening to the Quran Sharif directly from him upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed. What must have overcome the hearts of those people? Listening to the Quran Sharif directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not for one day, not for a few days, and there was no question of changing imams. Here we say today this Qari sahab has come, let him perform the salat. Today that one has come, let him perform the salat. There you are listening to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif in Fajr salat and in Maghrib and in Isha salat. From none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years in Madina Sharif. Now the person is in that masjid. We can go on and on. This is a majlis of zikr. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? What do I do? Just the name Madina Sharif. Just the name. When somebody mentions, then the heart melts. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. We are here in South Africa, we are in our hometown, in our city, in our country, but the heart is in Madina Sharif. It says hundreds of towns and cities may be sacrificed over you, O Madina Sharif. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل اے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ.
إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر. اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ موسٹ جنرس اللہ most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most compassionate Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Mere pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful, oh my Allah, of forgiveness. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. Ya Allah, at this very moment you are listening to us. You are seeing us. And Ya Allah, you have the power to fulfill the wishes and the desires and the aspirations of each and every person. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of maghfirat that forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins, oh my beloved Allah, are more than your entire creation put together, then too, oh my Allah, your forgiveness is much, much greater. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you. Oh my beloved Allah, who is going to question you? Why you forgave those sinful ones who raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor? Ya Allah, tujhe koi poochne wala nahi. If you forgive us, we will become successful. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy that his ummatis became forgiven. Ya Allah, you will become happy. Ya Allah, the only one that will become unhappy will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, please us, please your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your very bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of health for your disobedience. Ya Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have asked the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. He would have sent the gale force wind against us. He would have drowned us in the flood waters. But how loving you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear. Ya Allah, you are still blessing us with the ni'mat of sight and hearing and speech. Our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys and bladders all functioning. Oh my beloved Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda koi nahi. Tere Allah, tere siwa koi maabood nahi. Tere siwa koi masjood nahi. Tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Ey Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. If you are going to turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat and mercy because of our sins and our vices and our evils and our persistence, then my Allah, who do we turn towards? There is no one else for us besides you. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy, then my Allah, who do we go to? There is no other choice. Ya Allah, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, hamara ban ja. Hame apna bana le. How long are we going to remain distance from you? Ya Allah, give us that sweetness of iman in our hearts. Give us that sweetness in your name, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sweetness of your bond. Ya Allah, give us that sweetness of your muhabbat and your love. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such sweetness in our hearts that, Ya Allah, we distance ourselves from nafs and shaitan and from everything that is haram and everything that is displeasing to you. Ya Allah, give us some enjoyment, some taste, O my Allah, of your closeness, of your marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of yaqeen in you, a life filled with zuhad and taqwa, a life of piety. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love and muhabbat and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Our own children will not be ours. Ya Allah, then our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا یا اللہ people seek different things from you but oh Allah I am seeking you from you for if you are ours then everything is ours Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, and all kinds of evil passions and desires. Clean and purify our hearts, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, teri nigahe rahmat se humare dilon ko paak aur saaf kar de. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya-e siddiqeen. Ya Allah, make us with the power of jazb yours. Draw us towards you with your quwwat of jazb, Ya Allah. We have tried, but we have failed. Ya Allah, we cannot keep our tawbah. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. Ya Allah, quwwat jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Ya Allah, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam cried so much. That ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed. Blood in Taif, blood in Uhud, blood in so many other places was shed, Ya Allah, for the sake of the Ummah. Ha, my Allah, masoom, sinless, rahmatul lil alameen, the greatest after you, but Ya Allah, what suffering he undergoes for the propagation of the deen of yours. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. Ya Allah, today in Madina Sharif, a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, the filthiest of films can be seen in the hotel rooms. The filthiest of magazines can be read. The filthiest of music is heard. Ya Allah, that Madina Tayyiba, where 70 Sahaba became Shaheed in Uhud, Ya Allah, they sacrifice their life and their blood. And we are not able to sacrifice our sins, O my Allah. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of tawaf and ziyarat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of your muhabbat. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. In Africa, in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq. Ya Allah, Kashmir, where in the world the ummah is not suffering. Ya Allah, the masajid are being bombed and destroyed. And there's nobody to shed a tear. Ya Allah, the Muslim governments are watching the destruction of our masajid, our madaris. Ya Allah, they are watching the destruction of the ummah, the shi'ar of the ummah. Ya Allah, yet they are sitting with tons and tons of ammunition. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of their hearts. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to come to the assistance of the ummah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. It's not difficult for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah went through serious torture, trials, persecution, tribulations in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the most trying times they went through, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. But Ya Allah, when you turned the tables, that same ummah became dominant on the globe. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud, in Badr, in Khandaq, at the time of Fateh Makkah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah. Your qudrat, your power, your might has not decreased in any way. We have gone weak. We have gone weak, my Allah. Hum kamzor ho gaye. Mere Allah, tu to kamzor nahi hua. Mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Ya Allah, give hidayat. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But if they have become obstinate and they've made up their mind that they will continue with the persecution and the torture and the bombings and the throwing of the missiles and the destruction of the homes and the properties of the ummah and the destruction of the innocent lives, then my beloved Allah, then oh my beloved Allah, then oh my most powerful almighty Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, make the earth swallow them up. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Oh Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, send the cyclones against them. اے میرے پیارے خدا, کب تک امت مسلمہ یہ ذلت اور رسوائی کی زندگی گزاری؟ How long are we going to suffer humiliation, disgrace and suffering? Ya Allah, we know that is because of our sins. Ya Allah, change the life of ours. Ya Allah, ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے میرے پیارے خدا ہماری گرفت اور پکڑ مت فرما. یا اللہ, ہمیں صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت والی زندگی دے, ذلت اور رسوائی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, پروٹیکٹ us from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief. Oh my beloved Allah, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. یا اللہ, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, all his life he cried for the ummah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death, O Allah, find us in adultery or fornication, or glued to some filthy picture on the television or some porn site on the internet. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike and how he will strike. We don't know when he is going to extract the soul from every part of our bodies. Sudden deaths, oh my beloved Allah, sudden deaths everywhere around the world. Young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing from this world. Accidents, shootings. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Mere Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Oh my Allah, our soul departs. Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, then we too may be forgiven. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wada. Ya Allah, when the Hujjaj are proceeding. Ya Allah, when so many people from around the world are proceeding towards Makkatul Mukarrabah for Hajj. Ya Allah, how can we forget the Hajjatul Wada, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ek hamari labbaik hai. Our labbaik which is empty, my Allah. We make labbaik and we continue with our sins. Ya Allah, what a labbaik that must have been of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his 100,000, 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, when they called out the labbaik, what a labbaik that must have been. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, all the duas that he made. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. طواف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا یا اللہ the duas that he made in the hatim, the duas that he made at the multazam when he attached himself, for how long, oh my Allah, that masoom sinless Nabi, hands above his head, chest against the Kaabatullah. Ya Allah, at the Multazam, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, the duas that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made, oh my Allah, on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made in Mina and in Arafat, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kitne aansu bahaye. Ya Allah, his ihram became wet with his tears. For whom was he praying, my Allah? All the duas that he made at Muzdalifah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And protect us and the entire ummah from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Jitne bhi deen ke kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله